From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of August 24th, 2015. This week, music from The Oysterman's Ball by Bob Michelle of Pennsylvania opens a two-episode exploration of the historical and current importance of the Eastern oyster. Have a listen for about 40 seconds.
Captain Bill smells the brine that clings to the oysters he's torn from their beds far out in the bay. His men smoke their pipes as they lean on the gunwale. 12 hours hard work, but they've made a great haul. He can pay for the dress he bought up in Bridgeton for his daughter to wear at the Oysterman's Ball.
The Oysterman's Ball was inspired by the history of oystering in the Delaware Bay. In that bay, in the Chesapeake Bay, and in other Atlantic and Gulf Coast estuaries, the eastern oyster is a key bottom-dwelling organism, feeding on suspended algae and building reefs that support diverse ecological communities. For centuries in human coastal communities, oysters have been a source of food, income, materials, and cultural identity. Harvests from the Chesapeake region's oyster beds sustained native peoples and then supported a large commercial industry during the 19th and 20th centuries, until overharvest, disease, pollution, and habitat loss drastically reduced the oyster population, taking much of the oyster industry along with it. Today, many efforts are underway to try to restore the Chesapeake's oysters, including disease research, harvest regulation, watershed pollutant management, shell replenishment, and various kinds of aquaculture. Why have oysters been so valuable for so long? Even to the point of oyster wars, the term for nearly a century of conflict in the 1800s and 1900s over Chesapeake Bay oysters. Taste and versatility as a food are obvious reasons, but another is oysters' high nutritional value as a protein. Proteins have many structures and perform countless functions, but one thing they all have in common is nitrogen in their basic architecture. Through filter feeding on algae, which take up dissolved nitrogen, oysters concentrate the nitrogen into protein usable by humans. That nitrogen connection is one big reason why oysters are part of plans for restoring the Chesapeake's overall aquatic health. And it's the focus of our next episode. Thanks to Bob Michelle for permission to use this week's music. And we close with another few seconds of The Oysterman's Ball. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.